This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning is at its peak for the first phase of parliament elections. Senior leaders of political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP Union Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The BJP is the only party which walks the talk and delivers on its promises." Speaking at public meetings at Jamui and Baka in Bihar, he said if one goes to party's manifesto, it is clear that it fulfilled the promises of scrapping Article 370 and Triple Talaq. Holding election rallies for Grand Alliance candidates, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav claimed that only the INDI alliance can fulfill the dream of youths. While campaigning in Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah asserted, "The reservation will always remain in the country and his party will not allow anyone to destroy it." He said the party worked to revive the cultural norms, curb terrorism and almost end Naxalism. Addressing the election rally at Srinagar Garhwal in Uttarakhand, UP Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath outlined India's progress over the past decade and emphasized the transformational changes seen across the country. The Chief Minister highlighted NDA government's commitment to the welfare of marginalized communities, citing various schemes tailored to uplift the poor. Addressing a public meeting in Rajasthan's Jalore, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today said, "Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completely cut off from people and the issues." She claimed that BJP is not fighting against corruption, but only wants to gag the opposition. BSP Chief Mayawati has promised to take concrete steps for making Western Uttar Pradesh a separate state if a government comes to power at the centre. Starting the election campaign from Saharanpur, Ms. Mayawati said that her party is contesting the elections alone with full preparation on its own strength. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his commitment to implement the BJP manifesto in the next 5 years. Addressing a public rally in Mysuru today, he said, "It is Modi's guarantee that never fails." He assured that if voted to power, free ration to the poor will continue. Ayushman health insurance will be extended to all those above the age of 75. 3 crore women will be made lakhpatis. 3 crore houses will be built and improve infrastructure in Bangalore in his third term. He accused the Congress government in Karnataka of inefficiency by pointing out the water crisis faced in Bangalore. Later, the Prime Minister led a roadshow in the coastal town of Mangalore. The Minister of External Affairs today expressed serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The Ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Calling for immediate de-escalation, the ministry emphasized the importance of maintaining security and stability in the region. In Indonesia, at least 15 people have been found dead after a landslide in the Tana Toraja district of South Sulawesi province today. Local authorities said that 2 individuals are still reported missing, presumably buried under the debris. Rescuers managed to pull out 2 injured people, including an 8-year-old girl, early today, while dozens of soldiers, police and volunteers are still searching for the missing persons. In wrestling, Indian women grapplers Harshita and Anju Panghal bagged the silver medals at the Senior Asian Championships in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. Harshita lost to China's Qian Qiang 2-5 in the 72-kilogram category, while Anju faced a defeat against Ji Hyang Kim of North Korea, 0-10 in the 53-kilogram category. India also secured 2 bronze medals today. In women's 65-kilogram category, Antim Pangal defeated Su Bin Kim of South Korea, while Manisha Bhanwala defeated Arian Geraldine Karpi of Hungary in the women's 62-kilogram category to take the bronze home. In shooting, India's Palak Gulia won a bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol category in the ISSF Olympic Qualification Championship in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.